tears are tears of excitement and anticipation and belief in Jesus Christ. Okay, if you hear these tears. Did any of you attend She Presses On? Remember when Ann Graham Lotz was here? You guys remember that? It was so epic. And for me, it felt like a spiritual pivot, a holy passion, a divine calling, a heavenly burden for ladies of the generation coming up behind me. If you guys remember at the very end, I think I was waving a scarf or something, and I said, I want to march. I want to move forward. Not on my watch, is what I was saying. Will we lose our sisters, our daughters, our granddaughters, our nieces? I was desperate that God would reach the next generation coming up behind me. What we declared at that conference was, like it or not, we are at war. Sadly, the casualties are our daughters and granddaughters and nieces. Feminism has taken a twisted route in a lot of our gals. Abortion is shattering hearts. Gay rights is causing gender identity crisis. And my heart breaks for girls who can barely look you in the eye because they're always looking at their phone. I worry that marriage is mundane. I fear that the family unit is shattered beyond repair. And I hurt because women don't know their true worth. I still believe Satan is on the prowl, and it's time for us to raise the banner, sound an alarm, and charge into enemy territory to take hostages and bring them back from captivity. I believed it then. I believe it now. Is that an amen? Do you know what? The enemy's on the prowl in your home, in my home, and even in this women's ministry. And I don't want to stand and watch it anymore. I propose that the female Christian is more like G.I. Jane than Cinderella. Okay? I'm tired of wearing pretty dresses and going to balls when there's work to be done for His kingdom and for His glory. I love women like J.L. who took a tent peg and put it through Sisera's head, and Deborah then who chased and routed the armies of Sisera. Paul said that we are called to fight the good fight, put on the armor of God, and wield the sword of the Spirit. Revelation sees us as mighty women of God, the bride of Christ, coming back on white steeds, conquering with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Are you girls ready to cowgirl up? That's what I want to do. And I believe this switch from she to sheology, which I'll explain, is an answer to so many of those prayers that we have been praying for a long time. We may have to do things differently. We definitely need to bridge the gap between the generational divide. We will never depart from God's word. The message is always the same, but the method can change, and we will deliver it in a different package. Women of all ages, all ethnicities, social statuses, and backgrounds are needed, ladies, to charge the hill, to take it before Jesus Christ returns. I'm ready for this prophecy to be fulfilled, and if you'll pray it with me, this is what I'm praying, Acts 2:17. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men see visions. Your old men dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I'm ready for it to come. Lately, I've been chatting with a lot of my Silver Saint mentors, and I've also been meeting a lot of the leaders of Spectrum and having this conversation across generations. And as I've been having that conversation, this idea popped into my head, and it was in my head, sheology, the art of being female. I am so tired of the world telling me what women should look like, how we should vote, what we should do, the cars we should drive, whether or not we should marry, not marry, how many kids. I'm so tired of it. At the same time, we've lost our mojo. We've lost what it's like to really be a woman. And godly women are powerful women. We don't need to shrink back at this time. So this group of ladies got together and we started reading Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman. And we decided we would deconstruct her and then reconstruct her and see how similar she really was to who we are today. So she plants a garden. It could mean she's organic. She likes organic food or she chops at Trader Joe's. When it says she strengthens her hand, is she taking spin class or Pilates or, you know, yoga? I don't know what she's doing. When it says she brings her food from afar, is that Uber Eats or is that some recipes that are ethnic on Pinterest? And I realized that we make her, the Proverbs 31 woman, so high, so lofty, so unattainable that most of us shrink from her. But when we did this, I realized a lot of things I do are the Proverbs 31 woman. Why don't we tell the girls, let them in on the secret of these things? So I started writing down sheology and some words about sheology, and I think they have some words for you that we've been playing with. And if they put them up on the screen. So it's hard to read, but it says sheology is a movement of women. Oh, I'm looking for it in my notes because it's hard to read the screen. Nope. Okay, sheology is a movement of women who are rooted in God's word, cultivated in contemporary culture, that crave an encounter with a living God, that ignites a holy passion to transform our everything. We encourage women to occupy their calling at home, or the workplace, in politics, or the church, on college campuses or Wall Street, every sphere of influence that God opens before them. Every woman is designed with a destiny, but more valuable than her sum total. These will be hosted by Lenya Heitzig and the Sheology team. This community is an extension of what Jesus is doing here at Calvary Church, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sheology will meet throughout the year. We will host quarterly sessions and teach the biblical truth to relevant current events, celebrate womanhood annually at our spring gathering, and welcome the coming of our Savior at the winter gala. Sheology, the art of being female. That's what I started writing in my notes and talking to my friends about. And I was like, one day journaling, I was like, Lord, is this a shift for me? Is this a book? Is this something that should be a podcast? Is this a direction for all of She? Do I need to seek counsel? Should I go back to school? Are there books I should read? So I'm literally just writing these things in my journal. And I had to get up from my journal because I was meeting a pastor's wife from out of town who struggles with these very same things. How do we reach these women? And when I got in my car, a gal that was the very first worship leader that sang with Skip way, way back when we were in the theater, who's a YWAMer, she sends me a text. So I couldn't listen for the Lord in that moment, but I got in the car, and the text that she sends almost knocked me off my feet. The text said that I will go before you. I will give you treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places that you may know that I am the Lord who calls you by name. Almost pulled the car over. And I went, that is God saying go, because he's already before me. And that even though I didn't know everything and I wanted a book or a college course or a counselor, he said, I'm going to show you the treasures of darkness. I'm going to show you the hidden riches in secret places. And so I went, all right, Lord, if you show me, I'll go. I'm willing to do this. And that conversation led to me realizing that this is the last semester of She Ministries as we know it. That it became more and more real to me that this is an old wineskin. And if I want the Holy Spirit to give us new wine, then we must create a new wineskin. And that was a troubling thought, a terrifying thought, a painful thought, and yet one filled with excitement. And so I realized that today I've been doing this for 30 years. doing this Bible study with you ladies and countless women. Do you know our office used to be up there in the corner of the balcony? Some of you are reminded of that. I could start listing names that you guys wouldn't even know, the names of the people that I'm listing that have been here, who have taught, who have contributed to homework. And I want you to know that it's been sweet and sour. It's been wondrous and wacky. It's been awesome and arduous. It's been the very best years of my life. From 30 to 60 is a big piece of who you are. And I want to start by just saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this ride with me. You know what? I'm not she. Christy Schneider, one of my past assistants, is not she. Merle Dean Sanchez, who helped us write how to do small works. Carmen Camino, who used to teach. Penny Rose, Angela DePrima, Christy Willis. They are not she. We are she when we are together. It's always been meant to be a community. And that's what I want it to continue to be, a collective that God would choose to do mighty things in and through. And it's time to press on. Going back to that teaching that I gave, it's time to press on. That teaching that I gave came from Philippians 3, at verse 12. It says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forward to the things are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." That's what I want to do. That's what I want you to do. We can never sit back and say, you know what, God's done with me. I've grown, I'm mature, I got this thing happening. So to make this happen, this creed of pressing on, it's more than a creed, it's a high calling. There are three things I want to remind you about. Number one, you have to have a resolute evaluation of yourself. You need to make some radical eliminations to press on, and then have a relentless elevation that you are going higher and higher. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, is what Paul says. Paul isn't disappointed with Christ. Previously, he talked about how delighted he was in Christ and all that Christ had done, and that he'd give up everything in his life as rubbish for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, that he was willing to lay it all down, that he would know God. What he was disappointed with was his Christian life. And you should be too. Warren Wiersbe says, "A sanctified dissatisfaction is the first essential to progress in the Christian race." You know what? We should never feel satisfied. We need to be closer, to want more, to pray more, to preach more, to see his kingdom come, to reach other ladies. So, dissatisfaction. I love you, Lynn. I'm so glad you're here. Lynn used to have young people meet in her basement and reached out and mentored them. And today she's here, and she just lives a lot of what I aspire to be. So, sometimes we have to have a dissatisfaction with the wineskins. A friend challenged me to think of a Bible study I would want to come to. And I'd say, if I was young again, reaching millennials will take new wine. It really will. And we must create new wineskins so it will fit in, so that the Spirit can move. Because the Spirit always likes room. If we keep doing the same things the same way, we can sometimes just push him right out of being active. So we will not be meeting on Tuesday mornings, because the women we want to reach are in the evening or in college and other places. So this collective is going to start meeting on Tuesday evenings. And I know that's really sad. It's sad for me, but I want to integrate those gals. And the only way I can get the older to teach the younger is to bring us together. And so that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to create a place and a space where that happens. We will not be doing the homework that I've written for 2 decades. Partly is ladies just don't have the same margin in their lives. And it's time to do things in a new way. So we may be creating podcasts or online information or reaching out in different ways that it goes way beyond our borders to women who are around the world. And we want to give them the information as well. We will no longer meet in small groups, but we will be meeting on this campus with opportunities to fulfill Titus II in different organic ways. We have ideas of what we're going to do in Solomon's Porch and how we will create mentorship. We have ideas of what we're going to do in the hub and how we can give practical life hacks. We have ideas of what we would do in the foyer to provide networking for working women who want to come here and celebrate what they do, and we can help them do that better and share the gospel with them too. There's ways we can reach ladies that we are not reaching them currently. I'm praying our worship will be dynamic, and I think we had a taste of it this morning, where the gifts of the Holy Spirit will be shared openly and corporately. We used to have these afterglows when we were at the retreats, and I want more afterglows right now here in the midst of our women. Last week when I said, how many of you have not been baptized but the Holy Spirit, and half the room stands up, I'm jealous for you. I'm jealous that you should discover the gifts God has and the power he has for you to do what he wants us to do. And to do that, we have to make room for the Spirit to be able to work in the midst of us. Our podium will be full of godly instructions leading to a relationship with Jesus and getting to know God more deeply. You know, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. We've got a lot of knowledge, lady. It's time for us to put it in practice and start loving the next generation and love them into this place and love them into the kingdom and love them to where they need to be in Christ and in this world. You know, Skip said it's one thing to know God's word. It's another thing to know the God of the word. I want to know God face to face, don't you? Don't you want to see him like you've never seen him before, to get a glimpse of him? I do. So this resolute evaluation is to say, I'm disappointed with where I am. I want more. And this rope of dissatisfaction has 3 knots in it. First of all, he says, I have not attained. Attain means to grab hold of something, almost violently seizing it. And he's admitting that he doesn't quite have a grasp of all the knowledge he wants of Christ. He has not attained it. Now, he's got a tiger by the tail, and he's not going to let go, but he hasn't attained it all. That's one of the knots. The other one is, I am not perfected. Perfect means complete, mature, or accomplished. The best people I know in the world readily own their imperfections and confess them and say, I need more growth, more character, more of God's call in my life. I need less flesh and more spirit. I don't know, but is that how you feel? Because I have not been made perfect yet. Also, the other knot is, I have not apprehended. It says, he did not lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. It's not good English, but it's really good Greek. It literally means arrested. Remember on the road to Damascus when Saul was breathing threats and he was going to arrest new believers? Instead, God knocked him off his horse and arrested him. He got a hold of him. To preach to the gospel to the Gentiles. Has God gotten a hold of you? Who are you supposed to be preaching the gospel to? Because Jesus is coming soon, and the hour is late, and this world is dark, and we need to redeem the time, for the days are evil. Amen? Ladies, you fit You fit in this future, but it may be time to do things a new way and teach old dogs new tricks. Isaiah 46:4 says, "Even to your old age and your gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you." Gray-haired ladies, we have not attained. We are not there yet. And He's not done yet. You know, I started teaching women's Bible studies in my 20s. And older ladies were so patient and generous with me that I think I owe the honor of letting young ladies step up and be on the starting lineup and come up to bat and have us coach them so that they can run with endurance. So resolute evaluation. The second thing is radical elimination. He went on to say, "One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press toward the goal." He said, "One thing I do." In the original language, "I do" doesn't appear. It just says, "one thing." One thing is like spiritual OCD. You're obsessed with it. You can't get rid of it. Ladies, one thing matters. One thing counts. One thing will be rewarded, and that is pursuing God, a pursuit of Him. It's one thing. And we get so cluttered up. There were single-minded saints. David said, "One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in the temple." The rich young ruler said, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come, take up your cross and follow me." Mary and Martha in their squabble, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part. It's time to get some spiritual OCD and that we're going to do this one thing well. The one thing we need to do is forget the past. That's hard. You know, Calvary has an axiom and it says, "Love the past, live the future." We can love the past. The past has been amazing, but we're still alive. We have got to live the future. The past may be filled with wonderful things, but the Jews were hindered when they left the promised land and they remembered the good old days in Egypt where they got to have leeks and onions. And so they murmured and complained against Moses, but God was taking him to the promised land. And they wanted to go back to Egypt. Did they forget that the good old days had bondage and mud bricks and mistreatment? So, it has been said, you can't make it to second base if you keep your foot on first. And we got to take our foot off first. It's time for us to go to second base. And eventually, we might make it home. It could be a home run, but when we get there, I want it to be well done, good and faithful servant. And we're not done yet. We're just not. You are more than your past mistakes, and maybe you just need to forget some of those mistakes in the past. Maybe it's time to get over it. Society has developed an obsession with the past. We dredge it up. We relive it. We flounder hopelessly in it. We either blame ourselves or make excuses for our sinful behavior. It's genetic, or it's my temperament, or whatever it is. Forgetting the past is not done by mental acumen or psychological trickery. It's done through repentance and the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how I deal with my past. Nothing but the blood. The author of Hebrews said, "Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness." And then he said, later and God would remember those sins no more. Let's let the past be the past. And the truth is, ladies, when you read wineskins, old wine always tastes better. What we had will always taste wonderful. It was vintage, man. It was so good. But new wine is needed for the Spirit to move. So, remember, as we've studied in Nehemiah, the second temple, when they built it with Ezra, and the old guys wept. They wept because they remembered the first one. But the second generation, they wept with repentance. And a whole new generation came in with the second temple. That's good. It may not be the same. It may not taste as good. But it's a good place to go. And then finally, we need relentless elevation. He says in verse 13 and 14, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Man, put that on your mirror. When you get up in the morning, look at that. That's some place to go. This reaching forward is like an idea of straining toward. It says that I press toward the goal. These are running terms of an athlete training for competition. Now, I've done 2 half marathons, and I'll tell you, the last few miles are brutal. And sometimes you just got to press on, girls. This may be your last few miles. But if you have Janae as your coach, she's like, get it. Oh, no, you're not slowing down. You're not slowing down. You're not dead yet. God still has something to do for you. The things ahead, it says, I reach forward to things ahead. Do you know what the things ahead describes? It's not heaven. It's more earthly goals. It's like hurdles. So we've made it over the first set of hurdles, but we've got some more. I'm going to press on toward the next set of hurdles. It's a long race, passing one marker after another. David Livingston said, someone asked David Livingston, the great missionary, where are you ready to go? And he replied, I'm ready to go anywhere, provided it's forward. What about you? Do you want to move forward? Do you want to go press on? Reaching to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Contemporary culture is distorting God into its own image. And I believe it's time to defend his character. I'm really tired of people telling me who my God is, and I know who my God is, and I'm not willing to let them co-opt him and tell me God made me this way when that might be a lie. I believe that 1 ounce of his presence is worth a pound of activity. We need to see him, ladies. We need to see him again. Think of the prophet Isaiah when he was raptured into heaven. He said, it was the year that King Uzziah died, and then I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And in his presence, Isaiah got a perspective check of him and his culture. And he said, woe is me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. You know, I believe that this next generation sees God, repentance will happen naturally. We won't have to tell them a bunch of do's and don'ts. They will see God, and they will say, woe is me. I really believe that. I believe it with all my heart. Our first session will be in September. There'll be smaller sessions. They may just be 4 to 6 weeks, depending, and we don't have them all planned out. Not everything's ready. But our first session, we're calling it This is God. And we want to study the Old Testament God in all his glory and magnificence, his attributes. We are going to dare to climb the mountain together and to see him face to face and ask him to change us, put a coal to our lips, that he would make us different. The first lesson will be that he is incomparable. We'll study his self-existence. The second will be untamable. We will look at his holiness. The third session will be indescribable. We'll be looking at the all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God that cannot be known because he's beyond knowing. And then finally, the last lesson will be that he is unchangeable. Nothing changes him. He is immutable. So, I don't know what the future holds exactly, but I know who holds the future, and he has never failed me in the 41 years I have walked with him. I've always been a risk taker. I left Michigan for California to be at Calvary Costa Mesa. I left California to Hawaii to be in Youth with the Mission. And I married Skip Heitzig and came to New Mexico to see what God could do. I want to see him do more. I want to see him reach more than he's ever reached before. And I want to ask you to join me on the journey. Join me in this journey and bring your daughters. And bring your granddaughters, and bring your sisters, and bring your nieces. Because if you don't bring them, who will? Who will? The eyes of the Lord look to and fro across the earth, looking for someone who will be strong on his behalf. And I want to be those people, and I want you to be those people. And I want to reach the next generation with his word and his love and his will. Amen? Amen.
Powerful. So we're going to try to honor Lenya. This is just a very small token to say thank you for all that you've done for She Ministries.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was not an easy transition, but we're behind her. And are you behind her? Yeah. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to hand the mic to her. And let's just take a minute. Actually, you know what? Let's just pray over this new ministry and this new direction. And then afterwards, I'll talk for another second, hopefully. Lord, we just thank you for your leading. And we just ask you, Lord, Holy Spirit, to come and be here. We ask for your direction. We ask for your glory. We are women here to fight for you. And Lord, we are here to fight for the next generation, those of us with daughters and the daughters that will come and the granddaughters that will come and become godly women and marry young men and make godly families, Lord. We just ask that you, Holy Spirit, guide us, help us to always put you first, to lead us, to strengthen us, to help us to stand against the tide of these worldly things that as women we so struggle with. So, Lord, we want to be righteous, and we want to always pursue you, and we just ask for your blessing. Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and be with us now and comfort us and guide us and show us your glory. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
So I'm going to hand the mic to Lenya, and if you would like to come up, and I don't know, I guess it is kind of a testimony time, but it's also a time of, I remember when, is there a show that used to be like that? I don't know. I'm old enough to think there's something. So if you would like to come up, you can start lining up over here. We'll have some live testimonies just for a few minutes, and you can say thank you to Lenya, you can give praise, you can do anything that you feel that you would like to talk about the past. So here we go.
Oh, you can hand it to her. Oh. I got this one. So thank you, Tracy.
Okay.
Okay, this is really big for me. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. First of all, thank all of you for being so transparent to all of us. It's been a blessing. Everybody that's been up here, I believe it was Janae that shared that she was scared of public speaking. Well, I'm here to declare today that I am no longer going to be afraid to come in front of people, because that has been the biggest fear, one of my biggest fears. And God has really showed me that I can't be effective, and I can't witness, and I can't do things. Those of you that know me know that I'm not scared in my small group, but I had one incident that really brought fear into my life. So I decided, and because God spoke to me, I believe, and he told me, I can't use you, Esther. That's my name, by the way. He said, I can't use you unless you can do this, and don't be afraid, I'm with you. And so this, oops, did the mic go out?
I don't think so.
Okay, so this is huge for me, and thank you guys. I don't even know if it made sense, but I'm here, and I'm in front of you, and I'm empowered by God to do this. So thank each one of you, and I'm going to miss the way things are, but I'm looking forward to the future.
Thank you, Esther. Thank you. Well, I have to believe more of you, God did something in your life this last semester, so you all should start lining up. That's what I think, because otherwise it will take a really long time to get through this. Hi.
Hi. I'm Betty.
Hi, everybody. I just want to say thank you, Lenya.
I'm going to curtsy.
Anyway, I just want to say rejoice in the Lord. As opposed to prodigals, I love them all. I have two. And I don't feel ashamed. I feel brave and a warrior. And pressing on. And God has used me. You wouldn't believe how. I can't even believe how. But it's thanks to the She Ministry. And I've been attending the She Ministry for 30 years.
Oh, thank you, Betty.
I have.
Thank you.
Double tree to the Four Seasons.
Wow. So she's been with us on retreats everywhere in Santa Fe, Glorieta, over here at the Pyramid.
Needless to say, a lot of the girls, and you probably don't want to hear this, but a lot of them are fighting witchcraft. Please, please be open-minded. I went for 2 years through that, fighting with them. And I was attacked too, but let me tell you something. I've come up stronger because of the She Ministries, okay? So do your homework.
Amen. I receive it.
Thank you. I'm really gray haired, but I color it.
She's gray haired, but she colored it.
Yeah, I'm one of the silver-haired ladies, but you can't tell. Anyway, I just wanted to share with you ladies about what God has done in my life and how faithful he is. I've been coming to Calvary since Skip was over at Snow Heights. This is the first time I've attended the She Ministry, and I tell you what, I wish I'd have come a long time ago. I love it. But anyway, what I wanted to share with you is, because we were doing Ruth and Esther, I thought that was really awesome, because I am a widow twice, and two of my boyfriends have also gone to be with the Lord. Skip told me, he said, if you ever date, don't tell a guy that. He didn't talk about it. My pastor told me that. But anyway, it's true. You know, my first husband was 18. I was 20. I was 18. He was 20. I was pregnant with our baby when he died. And I felt like, oh, he didn't get to see the Lord. I mean, the baby, but he was with the Lord. But God did give him visiting rights. I know he did, because I saw visions. So I know God does take care of you even after you die. And my second husband, we were married 31 years. We were separated at the time, but we did, you know, not really get back together, but we still loved each other. We just weren't together, but God took him too. And then two of my boyfriends. So I'm thinking, well, I don't know, but they're with the Lord, so I know someday I'll see them again. And by all this, God has blessed me, and he is very faithful. Ladies, don't give up. Keep praying. My parents disowned me for 2 years for my Christianity, and I prayed for their salvation, and I used to pray, God, send anybody, I don't care who it is, anybody. And God used me. He let me be the one to lead them. And I never thought it would be me ever. And so God is faithful. And he has blessed me with over 20-some grandkids, over 35 or 36 great-grandkids, and 5 great-great. So by that one that died and the one baby, look what he's blessed me with. So he persevering, he will bless you.
Oh,
Michelle.
Hi, you may not know this, but all my life I've been incredibly shy, and I've just been so overwhelmed just thinking about the opportunities that I've had here in the last, I've been gone for a while, but before that, like 2 years or so, and just how God has really allowed me to find my voice and find the fact that, like, I belong here.
You do.
And that this church around the whole world, not even just here, but like we belong together. And if you feel like you don't belong, you do belong, and you have a voice for a reason. And I think God has given us all a story. And I just want to thank Women's Ministry for allowing a safe place for me to find my voice and to be gentle and gracious with me as well as I did that. But so many grateful things to be grateful for. Grateful things.
Thank you, Michelle. We just love her. And she's been launched, and she's across the world now. Budapest? Prague, sorry. It's one of the... Do I always say that? Prague. Hi.
Thank you.
So I cry a lot, so... Just prepare yourself. My name's Atocha, and I work alongside U-Turn for Christ Ministries. I am 10 months clean from a 14-year addiction. I've been drugging and drinking since I was 12. I'm 35. And I've tried sobriety in my own strength. And it's not about sobriety. It's about what the heart is battling with. And at U-Turn, I have been allowed with the ladies to come here to be a part of the Bible studies. And the things that are learned here are invaluable along my Christian walk. So I just want to thank you for your faithfulness to spread the gospel and to be here with your gentle tones and know that those battling with prodigal sons and daughters, that I am living proof that God will change that.
Wow. Thank you. Those stairs are daunting, huh? I love her skirt.
My name is Shirley Ford, and I just want to say this has been just a wonderful, wonderful year. The teachings, you know, the fellowship, the family. I'm an only child. And this is a big family. I've been with She Ministries for many years. I have every one of your books. And I thought the next one would be James. I'm glad I was wrong. I was betting on nothing. But anyway, Linnea has been such an inspiration, and the teaching about the Old Testament women saints, it gives me courage and an inspiration. And I think that when I see them again, it'll be like meeting aunts.
Yeah.
And mother-in-laws.
Uh-huh.
And this type of thing. But it's just been wonderful. And, you know, what can you say but to God be the glory
for Amen.
In all things.
Amen.
And, you know, I just love it. I love She Ministries. And being that I did buy the book James, I'll study it over this summer.
She walks by faith. You know what? She puts her money where her faith is.
My name is Valerie, and I have been coming back to Calvary for the last 2 years. I have gotten involved in 2 connect groups, and I have come to She Ministries. I've loved them. I have been ministered to in amazing ways by the messages. And I just wanted to come up here and thank Lenya for making the change. I know you guys probably don't like it. But personally, I come to this church and I get lots of hellos and people shake my hand. But I sit alone for every service. It's never anything more. So I really, and I know it's not you, and I'm not blaming you. I know who my enemy is, and coming from an abusive past, I know it's probably difficult for people to approach me. But I am hoping that this change will change my life and show me that I really do belong here.
I'm proud of you. Thank you.
Monique.
Hi. Lenya, wanted to thank you. The scripture tells us that we do belong together. We do need each other. Last week, I had a really sweet gal that's been part of my Connect group for quite a long time. She called and she wanted me to share something with you. How much that our groups give her strength and ability. A few years back, she was sitting at Susan and Hamburger's food while we had a fellowship for our Connect group. And she told me, when I was teasing her, that she only has 3 boys and she looked good with her little niece and she needed a little girl too. A few weeks later, she got a phone call from CYFT. 3 kids waiting on the curb. They were either going into the system or she could come get them. They were her cousin's kids. And she called me yesterday and told her, she called me this week and just asked me to share that she is now free to adopt them.
Aww.
So she wanted to thank you all for the prayers.
Aww.
And a lot of people have come alongside her from our Connect group and from Calvary, and a lot of it is the strength that she gets from our study. So I wanted to share that for her. She didn't want me to share her name, but just to tell you thank you and how much the study has meant to her, and thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Monique. Thank you.
Cassie.
Hi, ladies. I didn't plan on saying anything, but I think I'm supposed to, so here I am. You may not know this about me, but I'm a pretty awkward person. I don't know why God gave me musical abilities, but he did, and I'm so glad he did. And that was kind of my door into coming into She, and I was like, oh, I'll just go serve. And God was like, no, you're going to join a small group and like do this, the whole, all of it. So I've had the most amazing small group. Jovi and Heidi are my leaders. And last semester, my baby had to have stomach surgery, and it was hard. I had waited a long time to be able to have a baby. I wasn't able to, and then I had him, and then he had the surgery, and I'm just like, I feel like, you know, when you feel like there's one thing after another, and I think God's been trying to teach me so long to just fully trust him, and and believe in who he thinks I am. And so I, for so long, I believed this lie that I wasn't good enough and that I was a failure. And I just really, like, my own worst enemy. And I'm just so excited about the direction that she's going, and that maybe that what I've learned, that God's taught me, that I am good enough and I do belong, and that I can maybe share that with a young woman and help her break down those lies that we built up about herself far sooner than I did. And so I'm just excited about the way we're going here. And I'm so humbled and grateful that I've got to be a part of this ministry and just had the incredible honor and privilege of leading you in worship every week. And thank you for letting me do that. And I love you.
Thank you, Cassie. I don't think she's awkward. I like her just the way she is.
Hey, Lindsay.
How are you?
Good.
Hello. So I started coming to She Ministry with my mom, and we came for several years together. And I remember going through and studying the names of God. And it was amazing. It transformed my prayer life, and to hear God's, to be able to say it in Hebrew. And it was just awesome. And I remember one of the stories that was told was, and I believe it was by Penny. She said, you know, when my granddaughter calls me, I think it was Nani, my heart just swells because that's the name. And I know I have nieces, and anytime they call me auntie, it just like melts my heart and I want to give them everything. And so with that, it was just beautiful, and I loved learning. And then in the small groups, I remember seeing the ladies suffer well. And I don't say suffer as a put down, I say it because in 1 Corinthians 13, it says love suffers long. And so as you ladies are enduring, and as you're going through the things you're going through, don't feel abandoned, because there'll always be people around you. God will place somebody there. Ask him for it. And he will place someone there for you to endure with. And I brought my phone up here because my devotional this morning was Go Up and Possess It. And it says in Deuteronomy 1:21, see, the Lord your God has set before a land before you. Go and take possession of it. Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has told you, do not be afraid or discouraged. You're among brave, godly women. Go up and possess the land God has called you to.
Thank you, Whitney. Thank you, Whitney.
Donna.
So I can remember when we had Bible study over in the children's.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And I was pregnant with my first daughter. And, oh my gosh. Sorry. It's just that this Bible study has been there for me. And I know for all of you guys. And when I heard that it was going to be like no more Bible study, was like, what the heck? How can this happen? You know, like, we need this. And listening to you this morning, it made me realize that we do, we need to go out and it's like we get fed, right? And we can't sit around like fat cows.
That's right.
And not minister to others. Also, I wanted to say is that my favorite semester, you guys, was the cooking.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
I don't know if everybody liked it as much as I did, but thank you.
I loved it. And I was like hoping that it would come back, but I know it was a lot of work. But also, you guys have been there for me when I asked you to pray for my son. And you guys, it's so amazing because it's an answered prayer. He has come back, and he's ministering to us. And keep it in a prayer, because he's praying about going to Africa to be trained as a missionary. So God works, and thank you for your prayers. And thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
I can't believe I'm here. Those stairs are intimidating, and being here is intimidating. And I'm also very shy, have always been. But I'm from Moriarty, and I make the drive here. And I've done it the first time that I came to Calvary and started coming to one of the studies. It was me and my daughter.
Aww.
And I know that she needed the Lord. I was born again about 20 years ago. I go to Crossroads Bible Fellowship in Moriarty. Awesome church. But I make it over here because we don't have what a bigger church has. We don't have the Bible studies. We have some. But anyway, I think the Lord called me. And my daughter and I were here at Calvary. We always feel such a peace here. And so I went to the, we were buying whatever at Parchments. And there was a lot of women here. And I go, so I asked one of the attendants, I said, what's going on? And they said, it's a Bible study. That was like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. And they said, you could probably start it. It's only like 2 or 3 weeks that it's been. And my daughter and I started the study together. And then we went through, and it was a day study because she had a job, you know, where she could come during the day. And it was such a blessing for me and her. And we went through to the groups together. And I understand what you feel about the groups. My goodness, what we do, the encouragement that we give each other. The Holy Spirit works in those groups, and we encourage each other. And it's just amazing. And then what happened is I have two daughters. And the first daughter got the second daughter to come to the Bible studies. And now it's awesome. And both daughters have been coming to the night study.
Aww.
Well, I couldn't come to the night study because I'm old. And it's hard for me to come from Moriarty, right? But I did do it a few times. But I guess what I want to say to you is I embrace this change. We should embrace this change. God is leading this church. And I really believe that this will be so wonderful because I want to be here with my daughters too.
Amen.
And it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome because us older women, we need to be there for these young women. We need to help them every way that we can. And by being here, so I'm going to be driving from Moriarty. And I'm going to invite as many women as I can. My sister's back there. She's been coming with me because my daughter and I could no longer come together because, like I said, I'm old. But you know what? I'm going to make that, and I'm going to find a way to get here. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a drive, but at night, if you're older and you're not used to driving at night, I don't like to drive at night. Let me tell you that. My husband drives at night, and I don't like that either. But anyway, it's all scary. But anyway, thank you, and I just embrace this change. It's good. I've only been here for 2 years, and I know a lot of you have been here for 30 years. It's going to be great. So thank you.
Thank you. And of course, we have to shout out, I think this might be moderator row over here, but we couldn't do this without the small groups. Think of all the mentoring that has happened, Karen, and the group that you lead, Diane and Sherry and Kara. So obviously, so much of the fruit has come from small group time.
How blessed are we to be a part of this group? Honestly. Calvary has given me such a wonderful home, and She Ministries has helped me to grow so much in my faith. And I'm a registered nurse, practiced for 31 years, and one of my passions in the latter years of my career was to give a hand up to the younger nurses.
Yeah.
there's an axiom in nursing that nurses eat their young. And it's true. I've seen it happen. And it's time for us to give a hand up and to come alongside so that we can stay relevant and we can keep reaching all these women. The younger women are going to be what comes up behind us and sustains and keeps the church growing and going and keeps She Ministries relevant and vital. So I just thank you, Lenya, and all of the She Ministries staff for all your wonderful teaching. It's blessed me, and I know it's blessed everybody here. So
thank you. Thank you. I think we have two more, and then we have time to be able to go have coffee and snacks. So.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for everything you've done. I've came to Calvary November 2006, and I did my first Bible study in the back where the children's ministry is.
Yeah.
With my best girlfriend, Brandy, who moved to Washington. I was her maid of honor.
Aw.
Before we got married, the Bible study taught us. We were dating different guys at that time, and it just kept not working. And finally, we were like, okay, let's put God in this. And one of the C ministries, we vowed to each other that we would not live with them. We would save ourselves until marriage. And I'm 40, and I've only been married 8 years, so this is in our 30s. And she got married. They have a very blessed marriage. We got married. We have a very blessed marriage, and that's what I'm hoping for my daughter. My baby. Nate was a huge help for my brother, who I took custody of when I was 22. He was 10 at the time. And he, something he always said to that I remember is always speak in love and truth, and that helps so much. And Skip said, give God your young years. And I'm 40 with my third baby. I'm like, darn, I should have done it sooner. I'm praying for. I have a niece coming back from University of Arizona. She had some struggling times, and I just kept praying. I'm like, I don't know how to reach her. It's so different. So this is amazing. I'm excited to share with her. I got this book that says God's Answers for the Graduate Class of 2019. I'm thinking, she's just been in my mind. Like, this is, we had moved to Las Vegas, Nevada 2 years ago. We chose 8 different churches, just kept hopping. And then finally we're like, hello, we just got to sit online and get into Calvary again. I mean, we missed home. So when we moved here, it's the best thing to reach and use that technology to reach our kids and save them, help them. So thank you. It is scary to make the change, but
very.
I'm going to pray for you, and this is great.
Thank you. Why don't the last three of you all come up together? And I'll still let you each talk individually, but you should come up now so it's not waiting in between each one, and then that will...
I'll make it short.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, my name is Linda, and I want to thank you so much for giving us teachings, and... I want to thank you, and the book of Ruth and Esther was
so good.
Changed my life. And my cousin has been asking me to come to Bible study, and I was like, he says I didn't feel comfortable. And so I studied the last 3 times, and it changed my life. And my husband and I have been separated in the past. And I've come to this Bible study, and I've learned how to conduct myself.
Yep.
And praise God. And so we've gotten back together.
Aww.
And so I just wanted to thank you for your teachings, and thank you.
Thank you. My dear sweet friend Diane.
Well, I wanted to come up and mostly say on behalf of all of us, ladies that I work with every single Tuesday morning. We've been doing this together for a long time.
A long time.
And they love you. We love you, Lenya.
I love
We're gonna miss Tuesday morning a lot. We're gonna miss seeing all the ladies from small groups. But we also know that this is God's ministry. It's not our ministry. And so we're ready to move forward. But Lenya, you have been an inspiration to all of us. I don't even know how this all would look unless we had you to guide us and to direct us and to give us supernatural wisdom, in the sense that you were always there to help us get through the tough times. So ladies, thank you. Let's look to the future. Let's see what the Lord has for us. But, you know, all of us have daughters, and all of us have granddaughters, and all of us have great-granddaughters, and so forth and so forth. So it's necessary, because our girls don't know how to do it.
Yep.
They don't know how.
Yep.
We have to be the silver-haired ladies.
Even if we color it. There's more silver here
Thank
than you,
you
know.
Thank you, Diane. Love you, ladies.
Okay.
I love you, and for 30 years I've been coming. And also, God be the glory of all of this.
Amen.
May he be honored in all
Amen.
The changes, and may we be willing to be the next step.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just real quick, I just wanted to share. I was reminded last night when I was in college that I did not give myself self-worth. So, Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. I say it a lot to women all the time. Now, you are a princess to the king, and you are worth more than rubies. I say it all the time now. And if I know it applies to many of you, not just to the young. And so I want you to know that you are worth more than rubies, and you are princess to the king, and that's part of the sheology. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.